the Mandus pension plunder. The head of privatized power network National Grid will retire on £11,000 a week. The governor of the Bank of England has cost us £250,000 in travel expenses. And David Cameron gave generous raises of up to £18,000 to top aides, while slashing public sector pay. Former National Grid chief exec Steve Holliday turned 60 in October. He will be eligible for a pension of £591,000 a year, including shares. That could pay for 25 staff nurses. Holliday retired at 59. Many workers will wait until 68, or older, for an annual pension of less than he earns in a week. Mark Carney, boss of the UK's central bank, has only been in office 3 years. A Freedom of Information request reveals he has claimed nearly £250,000 in luxury foreign travel in that time. His annual pay package adds up to £879,000. That's 38 staff nurses. And hated ex-Prime Minister David Cameron hiked special advisers' pay by up to 24% during his tenure. Millions of workers instead had their pay cut. After losing the top job, Cameron has now resigned from Parliament. He will have only his huge family wealth, top-level connections, and ministerial pension to rely on.